Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I always share with the new listeners that I am so glad to have you here. And I am looking forward to hearing your feedback on what you think about today's episode or any other episodes that you might have already heard. Feel free to go back and listen to the previous episodes. They are a lot of fun, a lot of exciting topics. I interview your peers, which is really cool as well. So go back and listen to those when you have a free moment. There are literally over 100 episodes, which is so exciting. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are a regular listener, thank you for returning. You are absolutely amazing, just like our new listeners. And I thank you for being here too. As I always say, it lets me know that I'm doing something correct, okay? So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. I hope you all have been doing great. Today is a beautiful Saturday. Like I said, we are going to be either posting on Friday or posting on Saturday. So feel free to check back in each week to see if there's a new episode that's up. If you check and the episode's not there, don't worry, it will be. So it's just all about us adapting to change and being responsible and accountable and just checking in and making sure that you have it on your list of things to do versus your parents' list of things to do when it comes to listening to this episode and this podcast each and every week, okay? So thank you all for those of you who have already been showing this independence. I'm glad to hear from your parents and even from you, for you younger ones who are still learning that independence role and that accountability role. I'm glad that you all are checking back in and making sure that the podcast is posted. That is awesome. So well done on your part, okay? So let's jump right in. Today's topic is one that I have been wanting to chat about with you all for quite some time now. It's a little bit different from what we normally talk about. So let's get into it. It is, drum roll please, what type of learner are you? Are you a visual learner or are you an auditory learner? And so what we're going to do, I want you guys to grab your writing tools, your listen and learn journal, grab your pen, your notebook, whatever it is that you need, and let's start chatting about it, okay? So what type of learner are you? And also keep in mind that if you need to pause this episode at any time, feel free to do so. Write your notes and then you can carry on as you wish, okay? So, a visual learner. Let's talk about what a visual learner is. That is someone who learns well by viewing pictures, viewing different details, viewing graphs, charts, drawings. They learn well by things that they can see. So if, let's just say for an example, your teacher is doing a presentation and she or he puts the presentation up on the screen and it is all words, no pictures. That can be extremely overwhelming, okay? So if there are pictures up for someone who is a visual learner and it's packed with details and colors and graphs and charts, that makes it easy for them to be able to read and retain and understand that information. So that's an example of a visual learner. But those are examples even of visual learners, okay? When we think about an auditory learner, that person normally learns by listening, okay? It's easy for them to pick up on things and learn things and retain information by listening. So They listen to recordings. They might listen to music. They might read out loud to themselves to listen and learn concepts or info. Do you all like how I threw listen and learn in there? So they may do that. They like to hear things. It's easy for them to hear and listen to things to understand what it is that they are being taught or understand what it is that they are trying to learn, okay? Now, in school and in college or, you know, in pre-K, elementary, middle, high, whatever area you are in your education space, it is really important to learn what type of listener you are, or really what type of learner you are. It's important for you to know that. Are you a visual learner? Are you an auditory learner? Or are you both? I actually am both. I think I'm more of a visual learner. However, I retain things really well through the auditory outlet. So for me, I like both. Do I like a lot of things that are overwhelming when it comes to too many paragraphs and wording? No, I don't really like that. I prefer to have, you know, the graphs, the details. Those are the things that I like. And so with that being said, if you don't know what type of learner you are, I want you to focus on that this week, okay? Focus on what type of learner you are. That is so important. And then I want you to take it a step further and share your learning style with others so that they can get a clear and better understanding of you when they come to teaching you, okay? And this is a point and a space where you can advocate for yourself. If you're listening to someone just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and it's like blah blah blah, yada yada yada, you know, it's just too much for you, ask them politely to share a few pictures with you to make the talking points easier for you to understand. And the same thing goes for you if you're an auditory learner or, you know, visual. If you need more pictures, share with that person, hey, I'd like to see what this looks like. I hear what you're saying, but I want to see what this looks like. Is there any way you could show some graphs for me? Is there any way you could show a few charts for me or add some colors or photos? Feel free to self-advocate and step up and say, hey, I want to see this. It makes it easier for me to learn, okay? So I want you all to try to do that. Another important key point that I want for you all to make is talk to your parents about this. Let them know exactly how you learn, okay? So when they need to help you with homework, you might say, hey, mom, dad, auntie, grandma, grandpa, uncle, I learn this way, so it might be easier for you to teach me this way, okay? Whichever way is best for you. That's really important, okay? So with all that being said, let's take this upcoming week to figure out what type of learner you are. Are you visual or are you an auditory learner? And once you figure that out, you all, I guarantee you that learning things will come a little bit easier for you, okay? It may take a little bit of time, and that's okay, but it will certainly become easier for you. And that is what is really important when you are doing your schoolwork and when you are doing your homework, okay? So go out, be great. Let's do that, okay? Thank you all for listening in this week. I truly appreciate you. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos listen in. It's always so exciting to hear from you all and hear from them and just hear their eagerness and wanting to hear what topics we're going to discuss each and every week. So thank you so much for having them join us. You all keep going out and being great. I know some of you all have fall break coming up and you're going to be doing some traveling, which is really exciting. So go out and enjoy yourselves, okay? Just really have a great time and enjoy your kids this weekend or this day, whichever day you are listening to this podcast. And as I always say, thank you so much for your support. Connect with us on our website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. You can also email me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Connect with us at our office locations. They are virtual, so feel free to, and be sure to, really be sure to connect with me by email to get either your free consultation set up by phone or just your appointment where you would like to come into the office and connect with us. We're most oftentimes out in the field, so be sure to email me to get something set up. So you can do that by connecting with us anywhere across the globe, actually. I do have a location in Kennesaw, Georgia, and a location in Kansas City, Missouri. But like I said, feel free to connect with us to get something set up so we can hear from you and learn more about your kiddo and their needs and their learning styles. Are they visual or are they auditory? And just giving them an opportunity to connect with so many positive children in the amazing social environment that we have set up for him or for them, really. So feel free to connect with us there. You can listen to our podcast on any podcast listening outlet: Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcast. Wherever you need to listen, we are there. Lastly, our Facebook social media page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. We have so many fun, exciting videos and photos there, so you can definitely connect with us there if you are interested in seeing that. And feel free to go over and like that page and share that page and comment all your cool positivity on that page as well. Show support to these little ones and just let them know how proud you are of them for just being as great as they are. We have some amazing things in the works, some amazing changes, some amazing goals that we are getting ready to accomplish and achieve, some amazing partnerships that we are about to get into. So stay tuned for all of that good stuff. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.